EP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says talks to end the Iran war have shown great progress, but Sagar Magani reports he's also making fresh threats.
If there's no deal shortly, the president says the U.S. will target Iran's energy resources and potentially plants that supply drinking water.
Their best move is to make a deal.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt. Its foreign ministry spokeswoman says Iran has received a 15-point U.S. proposal for stopping the war, but says it's full of excessive, unrealistic, and irrational demands. He denies any direct talks with the U.S., while President Trump tells the New York Post his envoys are negotiating with Iran's parliament speaker. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran's parliament speaker has denied that. Meanwhile, U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are among Gulf allies urging President Trump to keep prosecuting the war against Iran, saying Tehran has not been weakened enough. The sources say the Saudis and the UAE are pushing the hardest, with the UAE favoring a ground invasion, Oman and Qatar preferring diplomacy. Iran struck a water and electrical plant in Kuwait Monday while a drone hit a Kuwaiti oil tanker in Dubai waters. Saudi Arabia intercepted 5 missiles while sirens sounded near Israel's main nuclear research center. And Israel's military said it took out 2 drones launched from Yemen, where the Iran-backed Houthi rebels entered the war Saturday. In other news, the FBI says the man who crashed his pickup into a Michigan synagogue this month was inspired by the militant group Hezbollah. Authorities say a 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school and then fatally shot himself. No word yet on the teacher's condition. And airport bottlenecks appeared to ease as TSA workers began getting back pay. This is AP News. The countdown's begun for NASA's Artemis II moonshot.
Something that can't come soon enough for those still around from the original Apollo missions in the 1960s, like John Tribe, a propulsion engineer.
It's the next phase. We should have done Artemis 50 years ago.
Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke says this moonshot is a great boost for NASA.
I find a lot of interest looking back, 50 years ago to Apollo and so I try to get people motivated with Artemis.
In 1962, President Kennedy capturing the world's fascination with space travel.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
NASA targeting a window starting April 1st for the Artemis II flight around the moon with 4 astronauts. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.